The DHS document distributed to government and law enforcement agencies on May 11th. Okay? It's been distributed to government and law enforcement agencies, said that domestic violent and domestic violence extremists and people who commit hate crimes have increased threats of violence against the LGBTQIA plus community within the last year, with all of the grooming increasing in the past year, year and a half, right? All the pedophilia being pushed. It's gone into overdrive, accelerated. And here comes the DHS alerting all law enforcement. Hey, hate crimes are coming our way. Gotta protect the pedophiles. You see how they do this? It doesn't stop there. Listen to what the report said. These issues include actions linked to drag-themed events. These are quotes from the report. These issues and possible attacks on the LGBTQIA, whatever the hell, alphabet, mafia, Skittle people community. These issues, the DHS says, include actions, threats linked to drag-themed events, gender-affirming care, and LGBTQIA plus curricula in school. That's a quote from the DHS. You want to know what that includes? That includes drag themed events, drag queen pedo time, drag queen pedo shows, where children are sitting there being introduced to male genitalia swinging like a helicopter while these woke moms are sitting there with their babies bouncing on their laps like it's totally amazing and good for their children.
Well, we're now into hour number four on this live May 18th Thursday transmission. Drew Hernandez, a great political activist, reporter, and pastor, is about to take over in 54 minutes. Owen Schroyer, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. But both Drew and Owen have been at the border in the last couple of weeks. They got a lot to report to you. I just wanted to add again how blessed I am to be involved with all of you. It has been an absolute blessing to find out who the real people are. And that really is the empowerment of this journey, despite the persecution, is you get to meet the real people that are touched by God. And I feel so sorry for people that, for whatever reason, never got a chance to know God. And the journey of knowing God and the journey of fighting for what's right doesn't mean we have all the answers. We're not cult leaders. We're not perfect. But we know God's real. We know the devil's real. And that's what this is all about. And you've got Obama saying, and all the other leftists, oh, no one listens to us. What are we going to do? They don't believe our facts. Humanity doesn't know what's happening yet on average, but they know they're being lied to. So they're breaking away from the enemy. That large portion, a large minority, almost a majority in some areas, are breaking away right now. And the enemy wants control of the soul, and they are just outraged. They want our children. But I notice as they come for the children with the transgenderism and the rest of it, that's finally the breaking point where the enemy will go too far. The enemy can't stop. It's like a missile on target. It's going to do what it's going to do. That's what devil worshipers and Satanists do. They're going to carry out this operation. They're not going to stop. And so you can be guaranteed that you'll be destroyed if you serve this. People ask me, how do you have courage? I don't have courage, folks. I don't have courage. I know we're all destroyed if this wins. Again, if your house is on fire and you pick your kids up and run out of the house, you're not a hero. You got out of the burning house. If you're in a sinking ship and get in a lifeboat, you're not a hero. It's not heroic to break with the liars. It's called common sense. And that's what I keep trying to explain. The default when things are going bad and you're being lied to is to stop believing the liars and realize that this is a spiritual battle and the devil's real, but God is real as well and is infinitely more powerful. But you have free will. And so our evil manifests that and allows that to operate. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over the balance of the hour. Really appreciate his work. Drew Hernandez.
Alex Jones, thank you for allowing me to host this great show that has always been on the tip of the spear of truth, the tip of the spear on reality. You know, it's tomorrow's news today. We're always ahead of what's really taking place. People understanding what's going along in society with the pedophiles and the groomers and the New World Order advancing on all fronts with the collapse of American sovereignty with everyone watching. I mean, even the churches being infiltrated, you know, with wolves in sheep's clothing, as Jesus said, what happened? Individuals that claim to be good when obviously they are evil and they are on the wrong side of everything. You know, right now more than ever, I want to encourage the viewers, all the info warriors worldwide, based thought criminals, everyone that watches, anyone that's actually telling some truth, that's getting canceled, that's getting censored, that's losing everything they possibly could have ever had. You know, this is where it hits you right in between the eyes. You know, this is why Jesus made it very clear. Earthly treasures are meaningless. They mean nothing. They will rot away. They will not last forever. The heavenly treasure will last forever. That is the end game. The ultimate heavenly treasure is Christ. He is the goal, eternal life with him. Listen, I don't want to go to heaven if he ain't there. You know, I want to go wherever Jesus Christ is. If Jesus Christ ain't in heaven, I don't want to go there. Even heaven itself, yes, is a prize.
I want to go where he's going.
Absolutely. Alex Jones understands this as well. And you know this, Alex. You've been watching this for the past few years, this spiritual journey where people find themselves really understanding what matters the most when you lose everything around you, people you thought you trust, things that we thought were valuable, things that we thought were actually kind of working for us, when everything collapses, when these powers think that they're winning, think that they're advancing. But in reality, Alex, you're walking with God. You're walking with Christ. And in the end, the only thing that matters is that you're in obedience to him. Alex Jones, with the largest audience that he could ever accumulate, the only eye, the only ear, the only attention span that truly matters is Christ himself. In obedience to him, we are winning. Listen, I don't expect God to be on my side. God is not on my side. I'm on his. I want to be on his side because I am useless. We are useless human beings. We cannot win this fight in any way, shape, or form. I want to be on his side. And if God be for us, who could be against us? The only way to truly be on his side is if you are in complete submission and obedience to him entirely. And sometimes God will allow everything to fall apart in order for you to be totally 100% dependent, exhausting all fuel, all human ability, all human fuel to bring you to the very end, to open your eyes to realize, all right, now it's go time. God is with you along the entire way.
Drew, I want to agree with you, and I don't want to take over the show, but I was watching you listening. I've literally seen God take me right to the brink of destruction and say, tomorrow I'm going to fix it just to show me, and God does it. Like, I already know God's real, but it's like God just keeps doing it over and over again.
And I think InfoWars is a testament to that, Alex. I mean, I watch it every day. The viewers watch it every day. Watching InfoWars running less on fumes, below fumes, barely making it across the finish line, going, going, going with all of these massive corporations. I like the viewers really understand what we are up against on a daily basis. We're up against corporations, evil individuals, so-called organizations that hide themselves behind the banner of humanitarian,
AI,
right? World Health, you name it, AI, right? We are up against a lot, okay? And these demon powers that are all influencing and empowering that have been around for thousands of years, okay? This is what we are truly up against. The Spirit of God is what is needed. It is essential to move forward. Alex understands this. I know the viewers understand this. But before we go forward with anything, we really do need to be in obedience to Christ, because I could feel it, Alex. Can you feel it? Can you feel like we're like on the verge with this next election? I know we say this all the time, you know, on our shows every single cycle, but this one, there's just something there. There's something here with
the collapse. Well, I can feel the spirit of evil really moving, but I feel God coming in big. I'm not scared of the devil. I'm scared of God. I can feel God's like moving in right now. It's like big.
And everyone can sense that. You know, I think everyone on either side, whatever side they find them on, I think people that are in obedience to Satan, that are, you know, they are pro murdering children, they are pro mutilating the genitals of children, They know that their time is getting closer and closer and closer to what they believe is going to be the ultimate culmination of the New World Order. These people know that we're moving forward closer and closer and closer to that final showdown. Just like we know, just like the Christians understand fully, fundamentally, that we are moving forward into the timeline that God has created for all of humanity for his specific purposes. Everyone can see the direction we're going in. And that's why it's interesting. And I encourage a lot of atheists out there that are really skeptical on the existence of God. I mean, look around you, man. This stuff is not political. You cannot sit here and say this is some kind of Democrat-Republican beef going on, man. Like, this is really just straight Satan.
This is being directed by outside forces.
Absolutely. And you've talked about this for years, Alex. And I think, you know, what's happening with InfoWars, I think will be a testament. I think InfoWars has always been something, this anomaly, this shooting star that God has always used to just really trailblaze, to show the world what it's really looked like. And, you know, Alex, maybe you never intended it to be that way, but I see it that way. I know the Christians see it that way. How does this independent machine make it this far against all of these powers? Is it because Alex Jones is strong? Is it because the network is strong? Is it because the internet, we're in the future? No. God has been behind this the entire time, Alex, and God will continue to be with it just as long as we're in obedience to him. We don't got to worry about anything. And I'm not saying just put our heads in the sand. Don't get it twisted. That's not the kind of Christian I am. We will continue to move forward and fight with God's power. But at the same time, we know that God has us. Alex, I know you understand that.
You're right. I'm going to stop interrupting you. Take over, my friend. Love you. But it's all good versus evil. It's 100% real, folks. The devil believes in you. You better believe the devil's real, folks.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarriors worldwide. Not only in the United States of America, across the globe, tuning in today. All the based thought criminals out there, want to thank you guys for tuning in. The fourth hour of the most banned show on the face of planet Earth. Right now, here in the 21st century, the year 2023, The Alex Jones Show. My name is Drew Hernandez. I am your guest host for the remainder of The Alex Jones Show. We are going to get lit. We are not going to hold anything back. We are not going to get all cucked out and be afraid to hurt people's feelings. That's not the energy we need right now. You know, all the conservatives and the limp-wristed right-wingers that are like, oh, let's just find common ground with the pedophiles and find common ground with the communists. Let's find common ground with the individuals that just want to mutilate the genitals of children. Like, yeah, you know, let's just find common ground with those people so we could just sit there and shake their hands and, you know, make it look like we're friends while they continue to mutilate the genitals of children. No, 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 hell no. Why do you say that, Drew? The reason why I say that is because, like Alex and I just got done talking about in the last segment, this is good. Righteous versus evil, immorality, degeneracy, and total wickedness. There is no middle ground. You want to talk about Christ? Christ made it very clear. You're neither hot or cold. You're lukewarm. I will spew you out of my mouth. Christ said you are either with me or you are against me. Why is that so black and white? Why is that so 50-50? Because Jesus Christ is the standard of ultimate truth, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the pillar of all that is true and that is reality. Everything that he is, everything that he says, everything that he has created, engineered in the universe, the multi-dimension world that we cannot see, only the dimension we can see up to three dimensions. Everything that Christ has instituted, all the principles that Christ has unleashed and revealed to humanity, all that he says goes. It's very simple for humanity to understand. And I think this is a perfect, and when I say perfect, I want people to understand, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual hosts of wickedness, powers, evil powers, okay, that are mobilizing and weaponizing the deep state, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the Bill Gates of the world, the Adam Schiffs of the world, the weaponized FBI, CIA, you name it. All of this that you're seeing, this is all an agenda. People might sit here and say, how could this be coordinated across the entire board? Is humanity really that advanced? Well, yes, it would not be that hard. But at the same time, these demons and these spiritual hosts of wickedness are extremely advanced. And they coordinate everything because they never sleep. They never rest. They never take a break. They're always watching, always working, always moving forward, always working against your children, manipulating their minds, manipulating the masses, pumping propaganda, pumping lies, pumping wickedness, pumping perversion. They never stop, never sleep, never rest. So what are you doing, Drew? I ask myself that every single day. When I sit here and say we need Jesus, it's for that specific reason alone, okay? You want to go to war? You cannot go to war without Jesus Christ or the Spirit of God. I'll give you a perfect example of how the deep state functions, how they weaponize the DHS, how they weaponize the FBI. This is ABC News, all right? I'm going to show you guys this because here we are, what, maybe like 2 weeks out from groomer month. Yes, I said groomer month. All right. All the pedophilia is coming out, being protected by that damn flag on the verge of groomer month. And you're starting to see this. It's increasing. ABC News, threats against the LGBTQIA plus community intensifying, says the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS. Anti-LGBTQI plus legislation has been introduced in recent months. Threats of violence against LGBTQI plus community are on the rise and intensifying, according to a new briefing by the Department of Homeland Security. Pay attention to this and pay attention to the warning in the report. The DHS document distributed to government and law enforcement agencies on May 11th. Okay. It's been distributed to government and law enforcement agencies, said that domestic violence extremists and people who commit hate crimes have increased threats of violence against the LGBTQIA plus community within the last year, with all of the grooming increasing in the past year, year and a half, right? All the pedophilia being pushed. It's gone into overdrive, accelerated. And here comes the DHS alerting all law enforcement. Hey, hate crimes are coming our way. Got to protect the pedophiles. You see how they do this? It doesn't stop there. Listen to what the report said. These issues include actions linked to drag-themed events. These are quotes from the report. These issues and possible attacks on the LGBTQI A, whatever the hell, alphabet, mafia, Skittle people community. These issues, the DHS says, include actions, threats, links to drag-themed events, gender-affirming care, and LGBTQIA plus curricula in school. That's a quote from the DHS. You want to know what that includes? That includes drag-themed events, drag queen pedo time. Drag queen pedo shows where children are sitting there being introduced to male genitalia swinging like a helicopter while these woke moms are sitting there with their babies bouncing on their laps like it's totally amazing and good for their children. That's exactly what the DHS is saying. Oh, drag-themed events? You mean like drag queen pedo time? Where some sex offender that's, you know, masquerading like an obnoxious depiction of a woman, mentally ill, perverted, is sitting there reading perverted pornographic books about little boys getting an erection at the age of 3, 4, 5 years old to little kids bouncing on their laps while they get an erection at the same time? Yeah, you can't speak out against that. The DHS doesn't like what I'm saying because what I'm saying now is considered a violent extremist threat because I take issue with groomers and pedophiles that are going after children and they do it hiding behind that damn flag. It's accelerating, ladies and gentlemen. It's accelerating and getting worse. The protected class system is a sham and it's only going to get worse. And then they say violent extremists are coming because they're opposing gender-affirming care. And what do they call gender-affirming care, class? Mutilating genitals of little kids, making micro-penises, chopping a little boy's penis off, taking skin from the thigh, and making a fake neo-penis that falls off in the next 6 months to a year. Total mutilization. You can't speak out against that now because now you're an extremist. If you take issue with little kids getting their genitals mutilated, the DHS is going to come after you. And of course, this is being distributed to law enforcement agencies, which I'll give you a guess who those are. I don't know. Maybe the FBI, maybe the CIA. I mean, how far does this really go? Where now you're getting a knock on your door if you speak out against perverts and pedophiles. Ridiculous.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
By the way, this DHS report that's being distributed to law enforcement agencies saying that attacks and extremists are targeting more frequently the LGBTQ plus alphabet mafia, Skittle people. And by the way, the report does not only say that drag-themed events are being targeted, gender-affirming care believers are being targeted, but it also says LGBTQI plus curricula in schools. What does that mean? So if a mom or a dad takes issue, according to the DHS, if a mom or a dad takes issue with some teacher coming out and not telling you that they're having a conversation exclusively and privately about your son, hey, little boy, have you ever thought about being a homosexual? Yeah? What do you think about that? Have you ever thought that you're gay, little boy? Huh? You attracted to other boys? Hey, little Timmy, you see little Johnny over there? Are you attracted to him? What does that mean, teacher? Well, I mean, look, take a look at him. Are you attracted to his body? Or maybe want to touch his penis? That means you're gay. Do you have a sexual attraction? Oh, hey, little girl. Hey, little Cindy. Hey, you have thoughts? You see Wendy over there? Are you attracted to her? Do you like her chest? You know, You know, if they come out and they talk like that in schools, and then they'll just hide and they'll hide and say, well, no. You're saying that I can't say gay. You're saying that I can't say gay. Oh, no. You're saying I can't talk about homosexuality to my children in my classroom, mom and dad. I can't have a conversation about your kindergartner's sexual attractions. You're a bigot. I can't talk to little Timothy if he's a homosexual or not, or little Cindy if she's into scissoring like I am. I'm not allowed to do that. You are a bigot. You are an extremist. You are anti-LGBTQ curricula. That's how they hide. That's the psyop. That's how they get you. And they say, well, you're just against the LGBTQ teachings in school. Like, oh yeah. But if I say the word Jesus in front of a first grader, oh, the entire world is going to burn down. If we quote the Ten Commandments and tell little kids that they shouldn't kill people, that's oppressive. We're so scared. Oh, my God. Put a stop to that. Separation of church and state. But don't separate the pedophiles and the groomers from little kids. No, we need pedophiles. We need groomers with little kids, not Jesus or righteousness. What a joke. What a joke, dude. Absolute cuckery, evil, wickedness, ridiculous. I cannot believe that there are people on planet Earth that sit here and say, oh my God, it's the worst thing in the universe for little kids to hear about the greatest human being that ever walked the face of planet Earth that is totally perfect, righteous, and can teach you how to be a good person. No. But the deep state in the New World Order says we can push our gay stuff. We can push our queer stuff. We can teach little kids, you know, about sodomy. Yes, sodomy and how to spread STDs and AIDS and HIV. Oh, yeah. We could talk about that, our LGBTQ curricula, because you cannot talk about LGBTQ without talking about gay sex. Oh, yeah, little girl, we're going to teach you how to scissor Cindy over there. Yeah, that's what we're going to teach you, because that's LGBTQ. Yeah, teaching. I'm sick of it. To all the cucks out there that just do not understand this, that do not understand how these people are pushing their pedophilia while trying to tell you that pushing something that's righteous is like oppressive and evil and wrong. You are a part of the problem. You are a part of the problem. You are a part of the problem with your separation of church and state garbage. We need God. We need God in everything. Everything. We need him, his principles, especially if we're going to protect children. The parents are the ones losing their rights. The parents have the rights. And this woke pedophile mob are attempting to separate you from your children. Why do you think, I think we have the clip, if the crew has the clip. Why do you think pedo Biden is making statements that children belong to everybody? Kamala Harris saying, oh, the children belong to the community. White House press secretary comes out and says, oh, well, you know, these are our children. They're our children when talking about trans kids. Trans kids are not real because trans people do not exist. It's a figment of their imagination, gender dysphoria. It's not real. They're all just homosexuals and lesbians. Take a look at this clip. This is why they're saying stuff like this.
There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
These are kids. These are our kids. They belong to all of us.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
They are our kids. Our kids, mom, your baby, your son, your daughter belongs to Pedo Joe. All right. All right. Your little kid belongs to Kamala Harris, all right? Cackling Kamala Harris that slept her way to the top, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the New World Order. That's how lawlessness will abound. That's why there's an attack on the nuclear family. That's a thought of Western civilization. No, that's a thought that was hatched from God himself for humanity to function and procreate. Isn't it interesting? how it's always like the homosexuals and, like I said, trans are not real. It's all just homosexuals. They're all coming out and saying your children belong to us. And then the puppets that regurgitate that, like the Joe Bidens and the Kamala Harris's, White House press secretary, all the homosexuals are always coming out saying that your children belong to us. Why? Why? Because they cannot have a future. Here's the biological reality of homosexuality, okay? Let's just be honest here. They have no biological procreating reality or chance or abilities for the future at all. At all. So why has this community hypersexualized, have openly come out now and are all in unison, always saying that your children belong to them, violating the rights of the parents, violating the rights of everyone that opposes it? Why? Because it's the only way they could have children. That, or if they just steal the wombs of women, which they hate women, which is insane to me, because that's just bypassing God's design. If you're just bypassing God's design by hijacking the womb of a woman to keep your homosexual so-called gay marriage afloat, that is an abomination as well. God does not honor that. If we are going to be in obedience to God, we have to tell the truth. What I'm telling you are not my thoughts. These are his thoughts. He created the world. He created the universe. He created all of this. He knows better than me. This is where humanity has to humble themselves and be in obedience and submit to what he has said. Why are we in this position where all these people are coming out and claiming that your kids belong to them? It's very simple. It's the only way. It's the only way to have some kind of stable looking little, home life with a family and have children. They have to take your kids. They have to take your children. There's no other way. There's no other way around it. There's no other way of getting around this. All right. Like I said, good, evil, you choose a side. You choose a side. What God says is good. Anything in opposition towards what God says, that is evil, because that is what Satan represents and loves. Opposition towards God, and not what God believes. This is what God has established. All right? This is what God has established. God doesn't have an opinion, ladies and gentlemen. God is fact. God is love. God is truth. God is reality. And we must submit to that. If not, then you're just living in your own fantasy. Might as well go hang out with all the so-called trans homosexuals and pedophiles. Look what they're doing.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to go follow me on Twitter, Getter, Truth Social, at Drew H. Live. Links to all my shows are in the bio. You can find them. I host a show called Frontlines with Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice. And Drew Hernandez Live exclusively on Rumble only. All those links are in the description. Like I said, Twitter, Getter, Truth Social. And shout out to the Rumble chat. Shout out to the Getter chat right now. All the based info warriors and based thought criminals in there that are being targeted and monitored by the FBI just for simply speaking truth. Salute. Guys, this stuff is it's not stopping anytime soon. All right? It's not stopping anytime soon. And people always say, you know, the cucks, right? It's always the cucks. The cucks are like, Drew, you need to be nice. You need to be nice. Your yelling is so mean. Oh my God. Oh, it's like these cucks, right? Like, shut up, cuck. We're sick of people like you. It's like, you want me to just be nice to the pedophiles? I'm going to be nice to the groomers. Oh, pedophile, please just be nice to the kids when you molest them. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Enough. Enough with that. People are so sick of that mentality. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm not the only one. Even though you might feel like you're alone, that's why they censor everybody off of the face of planet Earth. You want to know why? Because they want you to feel like you are alone. Like you don't belong. They want you to feel like you are the minority, that your beliefs are outdated and extreme. That's why they nuke anyone on the face of the internet that's starting to populate, that starts to see the same things and that believes and starts to say all the same things because they want to put an end to that. That's what the New World Order fears. That's what the globalists fear. Why do you think they fear InfoWars? Why do you think they fear Bandai Video? Why do you think they fear Alex Jones? Why? Because we wake people up. We wake people up. You wake people up. Sharing information, speaking truth to power. Why do they want to censor us? Why do the attacks never stop? Why do these people never sleep relentlessly trying to put a stop to us? Because we are gathering, we are populating, we are growing while they try to push with their propaganda that we're not. That's what they fear. They fear the populace. They fear you and me. They fear us. They are the ones that are truly afraid. That's why everything's a damn phobia to these people. Why do you think they're always calling you phobia this, phobic that? God knows, where are we at now? Like fat phobia? I don't know where we are right now. When I was a kid, all I ever heard was Islamophobia, Islamophobia, freaking stupid puppet Obama on the TV telling Americans, we should be nice to the terrorists now. We should stop. Do you guys remember that? I totally remember that when I was a kid. I remember the day sitting there watching Obama telling America, we need to stop using the term radical Islamic terrorism. You guys remember that? Gosh, I remember even being a kid seeing that stuff and thinking to myself, who the hell is this guy? What are you talking about? These people hate us. Are you talking about Obama? Are you talking about the people that chant death to America? Death to me? Death to my existence? Death to my family? Death to my lineage? My future? And I'm supposed to sit here and just be like, oh, yes. Yes, Obama or the cuck service. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for getting passionate. Yes, just kill me. I'll be nice when you kill me. Yeah, take away all my self-defense. Take away the Second Amendment. Take my children. Those are the cucks. Take my kids. I just want to make sure I look like a good person. And I'm, oh yes, let's meet in the middle. Take my children. Yes, molest them, rape them. Let's meet in the middle, pedophiles and groomers. Come on, we'll meet in the middle. You could just have one of my kids while I save the other one. Aren't you guys so sick of that? You know what I mean? Oh, sick of it. Look how bad this stuff really gets. Fury over the World Health Organization's sex education about early childhood masturbation, ladies and gentlemen, and gender identities. This is all LGBTQ nonsense for under children the age of 4. This is real. World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen, globalist regime. The World Health Organization is being urged to withdraw a disturbing guidance to schools about sexuality education for young children. The program encourages kids under the age of 4 years old to, quote, ask questions about sexuality and explore gender identities to 2- and 3-year-olds. Hell yeah, the globalists and the pedophiles say. The official guidance also supports providing information to kids under the age of 4 about, quote, enjoyment and pleasure when touching one's own body. Each early childhood and teaching, early childhood masturbation. Those are quotes, ladies and gentlemen, World Health Organization. They're teaching kids, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, preschool, about how to touch themselves and please themselves and early childhood masturbation, all in the name of LGBTQ. Oh, yes, let's explore your gender. Let's explore your sexuality, because yes, that's going to make you a better person and that's going to make us feel better. You want to know? Listen. Let me take you into the psychology and into the mind of one of these groomer pedophiles. You want to know why they think they're on the right side? Because they are so totally depraved and void of morality. Void. They're gone. These people are gone, okay? They have no gauge. But in their heads, they've been convinced that they're on the right side, that they're on the good side. They're so depraved and perverted in their minds that they actually think, yes, teaching four-year-olds and three-year-olds and two-year-olds that masturbation is a good thing for society. We're helping children. I'm not saying that they're excused from their wickedness. Don't get it twisted. Pedophiles legally and lawfully deserve the death penalty immediately. Child molesters, child predators, death penalty legally, lawfully, immediately. Immediately, immediately, immediately. Why? Because it communicates to a society that crap ain't gonna fly here. That ain't gonna fly here, man. But no. Society is so cucked out. The World Health Organization, mom, all right? The same WHO that is pushing forced inoculations, unelected, making recommendations, bureaucrats to the federal government, the governments of the world, that you must be jabbed multiple times or you can't access the economy or have a job. Yeah, that same globalist WHO is targeting your children under the age of four to teach them how to masturbate and please themselves. I mean, you really got to think to yourself, what kind of sick freak would sit in a classroom, I don't know, of maybe 5, 20, 3, 4, 5 year olds, kindergarten, preschool, sit in a classroom. And by the way, these teachings are being distributed. Sit in a classroom, look at a group of children, and think to themselves, today's lesson, ladies and gentlemen, today's lesson, little kids, we're going to teach you how to touch yourselves. I mean, it's like you and I are adults, right? Like you and I are adults and we sit here and like, whoa, teaching kids how to please themselves, masturbate. Little kids don't know what the hell that means. How do little kids learn? Especially at the age of 2, 3, and 4, class. How do little kids learn? Especially if they're not speaking English or their native language as great as they can. That's why they're in preschool. That's why they're in kindergarten. They're learning their ABCs. They're learning basics in order to be able to raise their IQs and learn and advance further down the line. How do you really teach a preschooler or a kindergartner how to please themselves and how to masturbate? I'm asking the WHO this. I'm asking the World Health Organization this. You don't take textbooks. You don't take a curriculum and just put it on the wall. Yes, these perverts are showing children pornography, which is horrible and evil. But children are visual. Especially at that age, they're visual learners. They're not going to be taught directly these gigantic words straight out of a book. And these groomers know this. The World Health Organization, these pedophiles and globalist groomers, they know what I'm saying. They know that the only way to teach a 3, 2, 4 year old how to masturbate and please themselves is if you physically show them, mom. Physically show them, dad. These people are Satan, okay? These people are evil. These people need to be taken care of legally and lawfully. Death penalty for groomers and pedophiles legally and lawfully immediately. My name is Drew Hernandez. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for the Alex Jones Show today. The War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up right now.
Lately you've been showing all the signs.
All right, we're going to go right back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I just want to say this again. We have millions of viewers and listeners. You're amazing. You spread the word. It's incredible. But you really are the power of this broadcast. If you don't take action, the dog doesn't die. And separately, we have great products, water filtration, air filtration, that are the highest quality, highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements like X3, the very best iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities in the world because they don't have iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. The government's lowered the daily allowance you're supposed to have. It is the thing that energizes your brain, your cells, and so much more. X3 back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the ultimate krill oil, the fish oil, highest quality there. So good for your brain, your body, your heart. It's incredible. We have 10-hour clean energy, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, discounted, all at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get a great reset in the War for the World, my book, either signed or unsigned. Get a film, get a t-shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. We have other great products there like the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood to clean that out. God has given us so many great compounds. We have the highest quality CBD oil at more than half off what any competitors sell. The same 1,000-milligram systems for. So CBD oil, whatever it is you need, InfoWarsStore.com. We have turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. It's the same from a different manufacturer, the same thing as bodies. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A very small percentage of you ever go to the store, ever buy anything. You really need these products. You're missing out. Plus, we need to stay on air. That's a win-win. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So make the commitment in the fight to try these great products out. For those of you on the fence, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for your support and salute you.
Stranger.